Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They still don't know exactly what the FBI seized from President Trump's personal lawyer. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Prosecutors have not gotten a look, nor has Michael Cohen, who was in court a week after the FBI raids.
The judge denied Cohen's motion for a temporary restraining order to keep investigators from going through the seized documents, saying the matter is moot because the government has agreed not to access the documents for now. Instead, the decision was made to have the government make copies of all physical and electronic documents to give to Cohen's attorney.
That's Fox's Laura Engel outside the court in New York. A deputy was shot in Harris County, Texas, early this morning. He's stable but needed surgery. The gunman was also shot and wounded. Syria claimed early today it was attacked again. Then state TV called that a false alarm following the U.S. airstrikes over the reported deadly chemical attack. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, as UN inspectors continue to wait for access to the site of the suspected attack in the town of Douma, France joining the US and saying it's essential this team is allowed in. Russia said yesterday that the experts were missing a permit, but it says they can visit tomorrow. The French Foreign Ministry striking a pessimistic tone, saying it's likely proof of any attack has disappeared. Syria did fire off air defense missiles overnight after reports of another incoming attack, but it was a false alarm. Dave?
Simon, the Supreme Court hears a case this morning that could affect online shopping and businesses that don't charge sales taxes in states where they don't have a location.
Many online retailers like home goods company Wayfair can avoid charging the tax. Larger companies like Macy's, Target, and Walmart, with stores in most states, do collect sales tax online. A couple of years ago, South Dakota passed a law requiring online sellers to collect sales tax in its state, a law the state can't enforce without a win at the Supreme Court.
Fox's Jared Halpert. It's tax deadline day. You have to put a return or an extension. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Your yard is not just a yard. It's a baseball diamond, a water park, a movie theater, and a grand banquet hall. Your yard is where memories are made, and you have the best seat in the house with the John Deere X350 Select Series tractor. Now equipped with the exclusive one-touch mulch control system, you can tell your clippings where to go, out the chute, or back into your lawn with just the push of a button. Nothing runs like family, and nothing runs like a Deere. Visit your local John Deere dealer to test drive one today.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services, oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
Japan's prime minister, who was the first world leader to meet with Donald Trump after he won the election, will visit the president today, but not at the White House.
President Trump will receive a visit from Prime Minister Shinzo Abe of Japan at the former's Mar-a-Lago Club in Palm Beach. President Trump views Prime Minister Abe as an ally. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders speaking on Air Force One.
Obviously, the president's got a great relationship there, and it's going to be centered primarily on preparation for talks with North Korea, as well as a lot of trade discussion.
But there are rumblings that Abe would use his time with the president to lobby for his own country's concerns regarding supposed peace talks between the Koreas, mainly about security. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The mother of Bill Cosby's accuser will return to the witness stand this morning at the Cosby retrial in Pennsylvania.
Gianna Constand testified Monday that Cosby, in a phone conversation, admitted to her that he was a sick man before telling her about his encounter with her daughter. Andrea Constand alleges Cosby drugged and molested her in 2004. Gianna Constand said her phone call with Cosby came about a year after the alleged assault. She will return to the stand for more questioning prior to the defense getting its opportunity to cross-examine. The 80-year-old Cosby faces three aggravated indecent assault charges, carrying up to 10 years each in prison. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are surging up 200 points for the Dow. An actor who played a judge on TV has died. Harry Anderson starred on Night Court.
Oh, come on. Get real, guys. Star Trek is a TV show, for criminy sakes. I'm going to fine you each $30, and I suggest you stop living with your parents.
Anderson was found dead at his home in North Carolina. He was age 65. No foul play suspected. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A judge has ruled the city of Mattoon violated the contract with firefighters last year, and with that, the Mattoon Fire Department will hire new firefighters. WCIA says the fire department is supposed to have 30 firefighters, but the department has 24 right now. The city says the lower number is because of financial trouble. The judge said it was a violation of the contract. Former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich is staying behind bars. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected Blagojevich's latest effort to shorten his prison sentence. He got 14 years for corruption charges, including soliciting bribes for an appointment to the Senate seat that President Obama gave up after being elected president. The Champaign County Crime Stoppers needs your help. They are looking for a man who threatened a Walmart security guard after he was stopped for concealing merchandise under his clothing. This happened the afternoon of April 6th at 2610 North Prospect Avenue. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscelli.
Thank you, Jamie Maniscelli. Good morning. It is Tuesday. Somebody's birthday. April 17th. Diane Ducey. It's her birthday today.
And your sister Mary, right?
My niece Sarah.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, Johnny's middle daughter. Anyway, happy birthday, Diane Ducey.
Thank you.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Plenty of sunshine, high 51, 38, our low tonight. A few more clouds coming our way with a 30% chance of showers tomorrow. High near 60, down to around 33. Breezy for us. Sunshine expected on Thursday, high 50, low 31. As we wrap up the week with some sunshine Friday, we're up to 56, 58 on Saturday. Not bad. Right now, the temperature's at 30. ESPN 93.5.
All right, off we go into another day. The sun is shining. I told you yesterday was going to be the coldest day till November. So we're through it.
Yeah.
Sun is out. What's the high again today?
Up to 51.
Okay. I mean, we were at 16 on a wind chill yesterday, weren't we? It was crazy. It was 20-something, whatever it was. We had to cover our little flowers here by our front
door. Right, and the snow coming down. Crazy. Yeah. I heard someone post April 27th on Friday. It'll be up to 72.
Yeah, so we're good to go here, folks. Stand by, because 51 today is going to feel a lot warmer because we've endured. So yesterday was just a wintry day.
Right.
And we made it. Good going. Okay, on we go. We're talking about getting hit with sanctions for Russia. What does that mean? We'll talk about that here in just a moment. Today is Blossom Basket Florist Day. Our weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist with two locations. Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, Urbana. Call 367-ROSE. You'll see them at Cunningham and Curran. Again, Village at the Crossing, blossombasket.com. A wonderful florist right here from Champaign-Urbana. We're going to call Ron Bailey later, and today, and once a month we do this, you are able to nominate somebody that you think could be lifted up by a bouquet of flowers sent on your behalf for free. You have to text in a sentence or two about what you got going on, who's deserving of this wonderful bouquet of flowers. Diane Ducey, of course, serves as final arbiter of this. She decides.
Thanks for blaming me, Steve.
I have nothing to do with it. No, they're all good, but I just...
Typically, it gets so hard, I just randomly select somebody. And that was the case for Mitch last time.
All right.
Who was an athletic director. His wife, obviously, home alone, taking care of everything at the house so much. And he said that bouquet was so impressive.
Nice. So just the Blossom Basket will really take care of you. So if you got somebody on your heart today, somebody that you think really could use a lift or a congratulations or a hang in there, text in 359-2255. 359-2255. If you want to text in somebody that you think need those flowers today, and we'll get you there and make the decision later. And you don't have to be listening or anything. We'll call you if you are selected as our Blossom Basket Florist winner. So we'll get that going here today, and we'll do that around 8:30 when we award our winner. Because it's important to recognize people. Like Diane Deuce's birthday today, for crying out loud.
Aw.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good friend, Ed Martin. How are you, Ed?
Stevie J, I'm pretty good. The season's underway with the old St. Louis Cardinals, and I'm feeling okay about it. Not great, but okay.
Four in a row with Cincinnati, even though I could pitch for Cincinnati. I'll take it.
You're right about that, but still, that's right. Early in the year, you just take the good wins and the cold weather and then keep going forward. You're right.
Okay, Ed Martin from the St. Louis region. I don't think anybody ought to be using chemical weapons. I don't know. I don't know if I can police the world. I don't know what I'm. I hitting strikes in Syria. That sounds fine. Mm-hmm. Where does this lead?
Yeah. Well, I've been thinking about this, Stevie J, since it happened. I on Friday night, like you probably, I watched the television, the president's short address, and then the bombs falling, and I got the sinking feeling. We've seen this before. It leads to a lot of trouble, and then something different happened. But let me pull back and say real quick. I think over the last week we've learned three things. Number one is about a week ago we learned that Assad was gassing his citizens, chemical gas, and in fact, it looks like he had done it before a number of times. And so the red line was crossed. President Trump then, over the 3 days after we found this out, moved the world's greatest military, along with the French and the British, to Assad's front step. And he said, you know, you can't do this. This isn't right. And then the thing, that third piece that I think is sort of interesting, is Trump delivered a strategic blow, but he didn't remove Assad, right? I mean, our military is so great. If we wanted to, we could take out the presidential palace. We could do whatever we wanted, and we didn't. In other words, we said we're going to enforce a red line, but we're not going to do regime change. And I think that message is what we should take away from this. Even the fact that 2 days ago, Nikki Haley, our UN ambassador, said, well, we might sanction the Russians. And then Trump yesterday said, well, we'll see about that. You know, we're going to hold. I think, you know, we showed something important, which is our military in 3 days could move from halfway across the world or, you know, to halfway across the world to be ready to strike, and yet we didn't get drawn in. So I think it's positive, but as you point out, there's really bad people in the world, and they may keep acting bad, and how do we keep enforcing red lines? That becomes a different problem.
Well, and Israel is always going to be in the conversation. I mean, if you have Syria, Iran, and Russia, and things are pointed at Israel, what are they to do, and what are we to do?
Well, good point, Stevie J. I mean, you put your finger on it, and I think one interesting development, I would say that Trump's leadership is still in a testing period for the world, but one interesting development is to see that Saudi Arabia and some of the other nations that had previously denied Israel's right to exist have said that's positive. You know, they've still reinforced the Palestinians' right to do some things there and all. So it's not like they're getting, you know, taking Israel's side. But there are some changes in the world. And I think what people respect, it's like a bully in a schoolyard, right? I mean, people respect strong actors. And frankly, they also, when there's unpredictability, which Trump has certainly shown, it gives people some reason to be a little bit more cautious. And again, I want to point to this, Stevie J. I think it's really the most important story right now. If you're Kim Jong-un, the dictator of North Korea, and you have nukes or close to nukes, you look up and you say, looks like this President Trump will make me give up my nukes, but he won't take me out of power. And again, I don't like any of these guys. These are pretty rotten guys, Assad or Kim Jong-un. But the message is there's a way to be successful in coexistence with America if you don't cross certain lines. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I'd point to is this is the thing with Putin. Putin has a problem with his economy. Russia is in a tough spot. And I think Putin needs to saber rattle. You know, he said, don't shoot your missiles over here. I'll shoot them down. Well, when we shot our missiles, he couldn't shoot them down. Ours are bigger and faster, as President Trump said. So there's a dynamic here that I think is leading towards more peace, even though we watch some bombs fall in Syria.
I don't know about Phyllis Schlafly. I think she was peace through strength like Ronald Reagan. I totally am that way, too. I mean, I think I want the biggest, strongest, baddest-looking military so nobody ever, ever tests it.
Well, you're right, and it was Washington. George Washington had his – Phyllis Schlafly used to cite his teaching on that, which was you have to have an army strong enough to win, and your enemy has to know it.
Yeah.
And, you know,
right.
In other words, it's not – secret army isn't good. It's got to be, hey, these guys are real, and that protects you.
Ed Martin, always the best. How do we find you?
You go to PhyllisSchlafly.com, www.PhyllisSchlafly.com, or you can email me directly at ed@PhyllisSchlafly.com. And I appreciate the time, Stevie J.
Always a pleasure. Go Cardinals, my friend.
Yeah, that's right. Good indeed. Amen.
Talk to you soon. Ed Martin down in the St. Louis area, phyllisschlafly.com. 7:15. ESPN 93.5. Check your sports headlines this morning with Diane. Birthday news team.
Well, thank you, Stevie J. I was just looking into Tatiana McFadden wins the fifth title in Boston in the women's wheelchair race. She did incredible once again.
She's dominant. There's no doubt about it. I think, what, Jean Driscoll won 9? So Tatiana,
she's
Jason,
on track.
Jason.
Yep. And actually 22 victories when you figure in the Abbott World Marathon Series that she participates in. Way to go, our Illini, Tatiana McFadden. And the Cubs-Cardinals game was postponed 6 hours before.
Yeah.
I think that gave people enough time to adjust.
No, good move.
It looks like a doubleheader will be played then on July 21st.
When it's actually warmer.
Yes.
And so we'll be back at it tonight on US 105.9, right? And also the home of the Cardinals, ESPN 93.5. Cubs Cardinals 7:05 first pitch tonight in Wrigley.
Oakland A's over the Chicago White Sox 8-1 yesterday. Illinois has a game at 6 against Valparaiso. We are 23-8 on the season, at number 17 with College Baseball America's poll, and number 25 in baseball news. Valparaiso is 11-19 on the season. Also trending in the Chicagoland area's Bears, signing free agent receiver Bernie Fowler to a one-year contract. He's 26. Been with the Denver Broncos for 3 seasons. And they were able to pull off NASCAR's Bristol race yesterday. Larson led most of the way, but Kyle Busch ended up getting the checkered flag. That's sports for this hour. I'm Diane Ducey.
And remember, today is Blossom Basket Florist Day. I see we're getting some coming in. If you would like to nominate somebody to win a beautiful bouquet of flowers, text in. We're going to announce that about 8:30. You don't have to be listening at that time. We'll call you, let you know. But if you'd like to just brighten somebody's day, somebody that you know that particularly something happened, something's going on, let us know. 359-2255, 359-2255, and we'll get Ron Bailey to send them a bouquet of flowers on your behalf absolutely free. 359-2255 is the number to text in right now. All right, ESPN 93.5, coming up in 10 minutes, a mystery guest.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Diane, a couple of weeks ago, I've got a mystery guest on for me, so I thought I ought to do that. Not that we need to start anything, but this is one and done, maybe.
Okay.
Because we both won't think of anybody else for next year.
Exactly.
So I'll take care of this one this morning. I'll call this person. I'm not going to say male or female. I'm not going to do anything.
Okay.
And we'll just talk to the mystery guest here on Diane Ducey's birthday.
One that I always wanted to try to lock in was from the Pawn Stars, Rick Harrison, for you. I think
he's cool.
You would enjoy that interview.
Well, we'd have to ask Rachel Sutherland, who, by the way, is up later this morning.
Oh, really?
Because she was buddying around with Rick Harrison
on her Twitter
picture.
Feed.
Yeah.
We're taking it up a notch when it comes to social media.
I haven't watched a ton of Pawn Stars. I used to watch it quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also
out of the loop.
Rick Harrison, I thought, was pretty good. I mean, amazing success for a little store in Las Vegas. And it's not that big. Janet's been to that store.
Okay.
In fact, they were actually there. Marion Wyatt and Janet and Nathaniel, I think, were actually in the background on an episode. It was, we couldn't find the episode, but they were actually filming the day that they were in the shop and said, okay, people are going to do something. Okay, you can be over here. So they're setting it up. You know how people walk in. And there's bustle, hustle, all this stuff going on.
Right.
There's always background people.
Okay, we're getting some texts in. I'd like to nominate my wife for the Blossom Basket Flowers. She's homesick today. Oh. Needs a little cheering up. Today is tax day.
Oh, yeah.
My wonderful wife, Wendy, is an accountant, an amazing woman. Managed to juggle family and many, many hours of work.
Lots of hours of work. Okay. Yeah, all right. Keep them coming. 359-2255 to nominate somebody this morning. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-Day 4. From the National Weather Service.
We're seeing the sunshine and a high 51, 38 our low tonight. More clouds coming our way and a 30% chance of showers. Breezy tomorrow, high near 60, down to 33. Only up to 50 come Thursday, but 56 on Friday with the sunny conditions. We're currently at 30 on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute, see how these markets going to look here in about an hour. Brought to you this morning by Rob Meyer at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It is Tuesday. It is April 17. Mystery guest in 10 minutes. I think you folks will know this person as well. I think. Oh, yeah, I think so. It's not Sting.
Okay.
It's 720.
From the Fox Business Network, drug and healthcare company Johnson & Johnson is reporting a dramatic improvement in sales, up more than 12% in the recent quarter, helped by strong demand for its cancer drugs. J&J's earnings were stronger than expected. United Health Group also reported an upbeat quarter. It was helped by its healthcare business and its health services business, Optum. Tronc, the parent company of the Chicago Tribune, LA Times, and New York Daily News, could be sold to Japan-based investment firm SoftBank. Tronc is said to be in talks with multiple interested parties. Netflix shares are sharply higher before the Wall Street open after it signed up nearly a million more new subscribers than forecast in the recent quarter. Its earnings were sharply higher. The Dow was up 212 yesterday. NASDAQ gained 49. S&P added 21. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit reports, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz is coming in a spectacular new live stage show. Travel down the Yellow Brick Road in this amazing production based on the classic 1939 MGM film. Bring the entire family to experience this beloved American classic live on stage. The wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Thursday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets on sale now at StateFarmCenter.com or call 1-866-ALINI-1, part of the State Farm Center in Champaign's WCIA Broadway series.
Here's a really good guy. Lance Olson is a golf professional, Champaign Country Club, and has really been a tremendous advocate for junior golf forever. Lance, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, Stevie.
You have really, and I mean this, and I don't think I've ever told you this, so why not publicly? I think you've really been one of the best kids advocates for golf ever in Central Illinois. I mean, you're at the country club, you just welcomed kids. You've created the Central Illinois Junior Golf Tour. Why are you passionate about kids getting a chance to play golf?
Well, that's a great question, and golf has given me so much. But before I can take any accolades like that, the Champaign Country Club is really the one. Their membership has opened the doors to me, allowed the kids on the golf course, allowed access to the range, and really revamping our junior program so we can do some of these things like Central Illinois Junior Golf Tour and get kids access to the game that wouldn't always have it. So it's something that I really, my main focus is I want to get back to the prominent days of winning state titles like some of our former members, some of whom you know, the Jamie Fairbanks Centennial. I really want to create a little mecca for golf here in Champaign, Illinois.
That's awesome. Okay, so the Central Illinois Junior Golf Tour is a two-person scramble. Correct. Where it's you take a little of the edge, the stress off of the game for kids. Is that what your intent is?
Exactly. So this is a borrowed from the PGA Junior League. Their format is a two-player scramble. It takes some of the stress off it, but what it does bring in is some collaboration with a partner, moving around the golf course, learning some etiquette, really giving the kids the ownership of learning the game of golf.
Awesome. Okay, when does all this start, Lance?
So our first date is here at Champion Country Club, Saturday, May 19th. And we're going to, the members have given up the golf course on a Saturday afternoon, so we're going to start somewhere around 2 o'clock. And based on our sign-ups, we'll send those tee times out on Facebook. And we have 10 to 11-year-olds, 12 to 14-year-olds, and 15 to 17-year-olds, all in three different divisions.
Awesome. Get a buddy, play a little golf, have a little fun, and see if that leads to other things, right?
Absolutely. This will definitely lead to individual tournaments. We see that this is a beginning, a platform for individual development where we can grow these kids into junior high school players. Then they can move up the ladders to Illinois Junior Golf Association, MAJGP, AJGA eventually, and on to college.
Yeah, awesome. All right, Lance, how do people find this information? And by the way, did you say, am I wrong on that? $20?
$20, that's it. $20 wow. Per player, and that's going to get you your golf, wow, your refreshments, and your rewards.
That's awesome.
For your accomplishments. Awesome.
Okay, where can they find Central Illinois Junior Golf Tour and information about that?
So we're on Facebook at CIJGT, or you can call any of the area golf courses here in town. Urbana, Champaign, and Savoy.
Awesome. What a good deal, Lance. Thanks for all you're doing, my friend. Well done. I hope a lot of people get in and kids get introduced to golf and really starts on their path to greatness. We love it. Thanks for your time, my friend.
And thanks for your help, too, CJ.
Always a pleasure. Lance Olson, great guy, and really been a huge advocate for kids playing golf. For $20, and you don't have to say, oh, they can't play well. Your friend's pretty good. Why don't you go with them? Friend can kind of carry you. It's a scramble, meaning you both hit and you take the best shot. Then you hit again and you take the best shot. It's fun. Scrambles are the best.
CIJGT.
On Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It is 727 ESPN 93.5. Diane Dursey's birthday today. Mystery guest is next.
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett.
And I'm Matt Scott, Paralympic basketball gold medalist and Wisconsin's biggest fan.
Okay, Matt, summer in Wisconsin, speed round, ready?
Let's go.
Have you been camping?
Check.
To Summerfest?
Every year.
Kayaking?
Of course.
Sailing?
Check.
Festivals?
As many as I can.
Wow, what don't you do?
It's like I always tell my friends, don't you dare threaten me with a good time in Wisconsin unless you really mean it.
Well, I love it, and you'll love Wisconsin too. Visit TravelWisconsin.com to learn more.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. I know that sound. That's a powerful turbocharged engine. And that's my phone on the available wireless phone charger. This must be the sophisticated new Honda Accord, the 2018 North American Car of the Year. Now, who wants to see me change the oil blindfolded? Anyone?
Hurry in to your Honda dealer and test drive a 2018 Accord today.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. That's the versatile magic seat folding down so all my stuff can fit. I got it. It's the Honda Fit, a 2017 KBB.com best value brand.
Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Fit for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
See dealer for financing details based on 2017 brand image awards for Cali Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for info.
My name is Dr. Jonathan Greenberg. Stop what you are doing because what I'm about to say will improve the quality of your life. ZYPPAH.com. That's ZPA. It's Happy Z spelled backwards. ZPA is designed to be comfortable, affordable, and effective at eliminating snoring. I want to help you stop snoring. Go to ZPA.com and order now. ZYPPAH.com. Snoring is a serious matter. Zipa will conquer your snoring problems. Go to Zipa.com and order now.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your Trane comfort specialist. Right now is a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. For a limited time only, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years. That's no interest with equal payments and approved credit for 6 years on any qualifying Trane system. Or here's another way you can save on a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. Trade in your old system. For a limited time, you can get a $1,000 trade-in allowance on any qualifying Trane system. So pick your best deal. No interest for 6 years. Or a $1,000 trade-in allowance and start saving. Call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LandsInc.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands for program details. Call 888-653-0051 for details about credit costs and terms. Regular APR is 28.99 for newly opened accounts. APR may vary, subject to credit approval.
Fox News Now, 7:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Federal prosecutors will for now not be digging into material seized from President Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen. They're told by a judge in New York to make copies to share with Cohen's team while she decides how the evidence may be used. The porn star Stormy Daniels and her attorney, Michael Avenatti, were at the hearing yesterday.
I think that the chickens are about to come home to roost.
Cohen and the president claimed the material seized last week should be protected by attorney-client privilege. In Syria,
Russia says international inspectors will be able to visit the site of the suspected chemical attack tomorrow. The team from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons tried to visit the town of Douma yesterday, but Russian and Syrian officials said they didn't have the right paperwork. The U.S. accuses Russia of blocking the inspectors and says Russians or Syrians may have tampered with evidence.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscalli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 19-year-old woman from Mahomet is dead after a single vehicle crash in Hensley Township. This was at about 9 o'clock in the morning on Monday. Heather Clark was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities are still investigating what happened. The Champaign County Crime Stoppers needs your help. They are looking for a man who threatened a Walmart security guard after he was stopped for concealing merchandise under his clothing. This happened the afternoon of April 6th at 2610 North Prospect Avenue. If you've not filed your income taxes yet, today is it. You can file an extension, but remember, even if you do that, that is just an extension to file. If you owe money, that payment still has to go out today. There are penalties for not filing on time. If you don't have the cash to pay the IRS, you can apply for a payment plan. A lot of restaurants are offering deals and freebies for this tax day, so you can take advantage of that. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscalli.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc., where I'll be broadcasting a week from today, part of our Hard Working Man series. And I got a little letter from Betsy I want to read. Chemical Maintenance, Inc., all your local janitorial supplies. Looks like I'll be cleaning a bathroom. Yay!
You're getting good at that.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. CMIClean.com, CMIClean.com. For all your janitorial supplies, locally owned and operated by Betsy and Brad Parks.
There's some clouds, but the sun seems to be prevailing. Today's high 51, 38 hour low tonight. Bring on that 30% chance of showers and breezy conditions, but high near 60 tomorrow, down to around 8. We've got a high 50 on Thursday, 56 on Friday, 58 on Saturday, with partly cloudy conditions. Right now we're at 32. It's April 17th.
Yep.
ESPN 93.5.
It is Diane Ducey's birthday today, and so on my birthday, she harangued Mike Ditka into calling in.
Yeah, I feel uncomfortable with this.
Well,
now I know exactly how you were feeling. Let's call a truce now from here on out. Huh?
No, it's just trying to let's go to our mystery guest. Good morning, mystery guest. How are you?
Fine.
Oh, that wasn't very much.
It's Diane Ducey's birthday, Mr. Mystery. You sing?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Diane Ducey. Happy birthday to you.
Well,
and many more.
Really?
Very nice.
So, okay, so.
It didn't sound like Gordon Sumner.
Okay,
or
yeah, she's,
Sting.
Yeah, this is better than that. This person is way bigger than Sting.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Huh.
I've watched more time with this particular mystery guest than I've ever listened to Sting. Come on. So what kinds of things do you like to do, Mr. Mystery?
Well, I like to watch TV, and I like to travel around the country.
Uh-huh. Do you like to act on stage, like, for instance, Guys and Dolls?
I've done Guys and Dolls before.
Have you been Sky Masterson?
I've been Sky Masterson.
And Doug Wilson.
How about that? Trading Spaces, ladies and gentlemen, it's back on television. It's Monster Ratings. Doug, you're carrying the show.
Well, I don't know about me carrying the show, but we had a great premiere. We broke records, it's fun. We're back in the saddle. I can't complain.
I love seeing it, too. It's great to see you guys back together, and it looks like you're having so much fun with the reunion. What was it, 10 years ago?
Well, yeah, we stopped taping almost 10 years ago. They keep saying 10, but it really is not quite 10. Originally, we started taping the show back in 2000, so we had eight seasons. Mm-hmm. Stopped taping back in 2008 or 2009. So now we're back at it, and it was like riding a bike, I got to tell you.
That's great. So you're so talented when it comes to that eye and interior decorating. And I remember seeing your studios on 9/11, Doug. Tell about seeing you in New York City on that day.
Oh, on the 9/11,
yes.
The one and only 9/11. I was at the went to the top of my studio and I could see that the first tower had fallen, I wasn't up there but 5 minutes, and the second tower fell right before my eyes. Mm-hmm. And it was very eerie. You know, it was something I'll never forget.
Right.
But, this isn't a birthday conversation,
I'm
Diane.
I'm sorry. It was just something that we had in common because I was on my honeymoon in New York City with Mike Anderson, and I was like, I just feel like I need something from home. So I got my book out and gave you a call, and I said, you know, can we just connect? I just feel like seeing people from home because of that happening. Another thing we all have in common is singing with Polly Anderson and Celebrate Life in so many years. She passed away, was it a year ago, at the age of 97? But it was good to see you at her celebration of life. And, Stevie also singing for the group.
Yeah, I was involved in those groups as well. Yeah, well, it was great. And Doug, you have that foundation in Central Illinois, and here you are in the big city doing Trading Spaces, a big hit, and you've been very, very successful. But weren't you originally from Broadlands?
Yeah, originally from Broadlands.
Yeah.
Right, well, smack dab in the country between Broadlands and Sydney.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but technically my address is Broadlands.
Yeah. Well, and those core values, I think, you still, and then the talent, you came from a small area, and boom, you're doing worldwide television. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I always wanted to perform, and that's what I always aspired to do, but I never thought that I would be doing it through the back door of Interior Design. Yeah, it was
right.
One of those things.
Yeah,
how it worked out, very odd, but I can't complain. I took it, and I did the best I could with making it my own performance.
That's awesome. And were you surprised that you broke the records and stuff with the latest comeback? I mean, or did you kind of think that it was there?
Well, the network, we all had high hopes, I didn't know, when I heard that we had the ratings that we had, I didn't know that it was the best night in TLC's past 8 years.
Amazing.
For a Saturday night.
Amazing.
So I was thrilled. When I heard that, I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe we are going to have another season. Maybe we'll get renewed.
I'm telling you what, in your business, you never know.
No, it's... Well, so when we first started, to get to get even a season, you know, from a pilot is says something. To get a second season, you're over the moon. We had 8 seasons. So that doesn't happen in television. And then comebacks like this don't happen. And of course, you know, they're happening with Roseanne and Will and Grace and, you know, some other things. So they're kind of, that nostalgia is a bit of a throwback. I think people need that, you know, in our environment today and what's going on. People want that comfort food, you know, around them. So that's what we are. We're comfort food for, you know, for television.
Doug Wilson, thank you for being our Mr.
Yes,
calling and wishing
Diane
happy birthday. And you can say Mr. Modest, whatever you say, but it's you, because they're breaking ratings. We're going to credit Doug Wilson.
We sure are. Now, I know you went to school at ABL in the first part of your high school career, but didn't you graduate then from Unity?
Yeah, I transferred between my junior and senior year. I graduated '83 Unity.
Okay, very good.
I'm a rocket.
So talented on the stage, and I think that was kind of one of your reasons for the transfer, because we had such a great theater program.
Yeah.
Singing and dancing was always your thing, and I loved being in shows with you, Doug. Thank you for checking in on my birthday.
No problem. I wish you happy more.
All right,
buddy.
We'll keep watching Trading Spaces. TLC, you're the man. Way to go.
All right. Thank you, guys. You take care.
You
Hello, Champagne Urbana.
Hey, great, Doug. Thank you, my friend. Doug Wilson.
Good job, Stevie. I'm proud of you.
We're even.
But again, let's call a truce.
No, I can't. I couldn't think of another one of my life depending on. And I don't think I can get a hold of Sting. So.
Well, that was the objective, is I really wanted to talk to Sting,
yeah,
so I kept playing that
would
scene.
That would be the former Saturday Night Live Chris Farley. Diane would be Chris Farley. Do you remember the one show? That was awesome.
That was awesome. Yeah. And no question. The guy was just sitting there.
Yeah. Mark your calendars for the 66th Champaign County Economic Seminar. Man, Busey has been doing that a long time. Mr. Ed Charlo. What an impact Ed has had in our town. Mark your calendar, Wednesday, May 9, the Economic Seminar at the iHotel Conference Center. Doors open at 3:30 p.m. Presentation, 4:15, cocktail hour to follow. I think they changed that so I could go. It always used to be in the morning. They just must have said, Stevie J can't go in the morning. What are we doing? Thank you.
I like the idea of having it later.
Yeah, because we could never go.
That's right.
Ed Charlo, Vice Chairman of Busey Bank, will provide interesting news and information on the state of the local and national economy. Always so incredibly interesting. If you're unable to attend, connect with Busey on Twitter for live updates during the program. Program will also be available on Busey's YouTube channel following the event. I mean, back in the day, I used to promote that it was on cable access.
Right.
Now you can have your own TV station.
Exactly.
For a look at the local national economy and outlook for the year ahead, attend the Champaign County Economic Seminar Wednesday, May 9. iHotel and Conference Center, 800-67-BUSEY for details. BUSEY, your dream, our promise, member FDIC.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Keller Williams Realty and the Red Day Wish Project is asking for your help. On May 10th, all Keller Williams offices around the world and right here in Champaign-Urbana will close and go out into the community to renew, energize, and donate. They're looking for 1 to 3 homes whose owners need help. Maybe you know of someone whose home needs painting, landscaped, or a garage cleaned out. Go to this station's website and nominate yourself or someone and tell us why we should consider them. Projects will be selected the week of May 7th. Go to this station's website for more information.
That would be ESPNCU.com. Thanks to Keller Williams. Great program. Okay. We are taking your nominations for the bouquet from Blossom Basket Florist. We've got a number of them already in. We'll decide at 8:30. If you want to nominate somebody, 359-2255. You can also say happy birthday to Diane at the same text.
In fact, Marcy Stegging said, why don't you get it, Diane? For all you do for the station.
How about that?
I said, well, thanks for the nominations, but that would appear if I'm choosing a little on the ring side.
A little.
So a few, you know, texts coming in. My coworker could use a lift. She works so hard while doing the best as a visually impaired person. She often does not get the praise she deserves. Let's help brighten her day. My mother-in-law has diabetes, has multiple foot surgeries, and even lost her job because of it. We think she's on the mend, but she's having another surgery soon. We also had a text in about nominating my wife. She had surgery a week ago.
Oh, boy. Recovery's so been many slow. Good ones. She's How do we sore. Pick? How the, do we choose?
The gloomy weather. She's been pretty down. These flowers would really brighten up her day.
So we have choices here to make. Yeah. A choice to make. If you want to nominate somebody, 359-2255. If you would like to nominate somebody for the Blossom Basket Florist Bouquet of the Month, we're doing that, and we'll decide at 8:30. And, again, you don't have to be listening at that minute. But if you have somebody that you think could be lifted, let us know. Also, it is Tuesday. Tuesdays we call Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. And if you want to ask a question about your dog or cat, you can also text the 359-2255.
Just to make it quicker, Jess was interested in sharing a quick story as
okay.
a nomination.
All right, so you want to nominate who, Jess?
I'd like to nominate my wife.
Uh-huh. Tell me about your wife.
She's going to school right now to become an esthetician teacher and further her education in that. And she's putting in a lot of hard work and going to school in Peoria when we live in Mahomet.
Man.
And I'm really proud of her for furthering her education and for sticking with it. And she's doing an exceptional job and top of her class. She's doing really good.
Awesome. How many years have you been married?
We're going on 3.
All right.
In June, it'll be June 20th. It'll be our third year anniversary.
Well, it's awesome. You're thinking of your bride there, Jess. Good man. Esthetician. Of course, I know what that is. Good. Tell people that don't know what that is. What's an esthetician?
It is skincare.
Of course it is. Yeah, I got that. So that's awesome. So you'll never get wrinkles in your life, Jess. Good
there
work.
There you go.
That's awesome.
She does take care of me, and I have a beard, so she gives me beard facials, which
Man.
I had no idea were an actual thing, but she takes care of my face.
I bet a guy with a groomed beard, there's nothing like it, because most guys are like, what direction's that going, man?
Yeah.
Jess, you're a good man. Thanks for your nomination. You're being the consideration, my friend.
Thank you.
Just a shout-out to your wife was nice enough.
Exactly.
Very nice. Very nice. You can do that, too. All right, quick sports before we get to our pet of the week and pet of the month. And
Ask a Vet.
That's what it is.
Dr. Todd Likens.
Yeah.
So you can tap into that. Illinois and Valparaiso going at it on Illinois Field in the 6 o'clock hour. Valparaiso 11-19 on the season. Illini are 23-8. In fact, in one poll, it's number 25 team in the nation. In another one, number 17 of College Baseball America. So, go Illini. The Cubs will host the Cards today in the 7 o'clock hour. Yesterday postponed about 6 hours ahead of time so people could adjust. That temperature was around 30 and there was some white stuff around Wrigley. So they'll do a doubleheader on July 21st. Oakland A's over the Chicago White Sox 8-1. In NASCAR, they finally got the race in at Bristol and Kyle Busch got that checkered flag. NFL action had the Bears signing free agent Bernie Fowler, who did 3 seasons with the Denver Broncos, and winning her 5th Boston Marathon, Tatiana McFadden. Congratulations in the wheelchair division.
Yep, she's a big star, Tatiana McFadden. All right, we're going to ask the vet coming up with Dr. Todd Likens. You have any questions for your cat, your dog? Any vet-type questions, stand by for that coming up. You're looking for a vehicle. And maybe you've always driven this model or this brand or this particular. Maybe you need to go to Honda BMW Champaign. You've heard Honda BMW are great brands, and they are. They got great records, great ratings, and they've got a dealership here in this community that is top 10% in the nation as far as how good they are at what they do. So you want somebody that's going to take care of you, right? You want a great, dependable vehicle, correct? Honda BMW Champaign, right off of Neil at Burwash, winners of the Honda President's Award. It's not easy to get that thing. So go in and see what a top 10% dealership looks like. Say hey to Ben Quattrone and all the great people on the Honda side and the BMW side, and I've said many times, you can eat off that Beamer floor. It's white and it's clean, and it's those BMWs can go. So can the Hondas. A lot of great value in some of those Hondas as well. Visit them today. Tell them Stevie J says, hey, and they'll make you a great deal. Yeah, use my name. See what kind of deal you can get using my name. Could hurt you. Honda BMW Champagne, drivechampagne.com. Drivechampagne.com. Okie dokie, it's 10 before 8.
I might be waggy, but I want to play. I'm your best friend, you can get away.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Ask the Vet. We call Dr. Todd Likens every Tuesday at this time. He is at Mattis and Kirby, the pet pro. Also in Muhammad by the police station, where the police are thrilled with the barking dogs protecting them.
Absolutely.
Is there a zoo out there as well as Mattis and Kirby? Does Gina take people, doggies in there or at all?
Yeah, Gina kind of oversees the Muhammad operation, and it's picking up. It's definitely gotten to be more than just a little satellite clinic. And Muhammad's becoming a busy little place, too.
It's because you're mentioning all the $20 washes, which is silly how cheap that is. Man.
Yeah, we're drawn from all, Farmer City and Mansfield, my old home turf, anymore, so that's all good.
Okay, so what's on the streets for dog care? The weather's breaking a little bit. We're hoping a little warmer, muddy paws, things like that. My little lovey, the Morky, still won't go out if it's wet.
Well, that's because it's February weather out there, you know? doesn't feel like April yet. But yeah. It is time to start thinking about getting your flea control going.
Okay. How does that work now? In the old days, I used to get a little squirt spray. That's way old.
Oh, yeah. I used to send people home with grocery bags full of stuff. Anymore, I can give you one little pill and it'll last 3 months.
Wow.
We can put topicals on that'll last 1 month. There are all sorts of options on, and good options on flea control.
Yeah, and again, it's a pill you take, and it'll last for months, and you've got those available. And then people have to make sure they stay up to date with the shots. Why are shots important?
Well, you know, the diseases are still out there. I mean, you know, it's not fun when your dog gets bloody diarrhea in the first place. And then you add on the fact that they can die from it. It's something you don't want to mess with. Lepto is a vaccine that doesn't last a long time, but yet it kills dogs in this area. Lepto is very common. And it's one of those diseases we call zoonotic because it can affect people, too. So you don't want your puppies bringing home something like that. Thank God it's very rare, but it can happen.
Okay. All right. Well, is that Bruce that I hear in the back?
Yeah, of course that's Bruce. He's told me that we got people coming in the front that want that $20 bath right as we speak.
Excellent.
And how's the...
I left him in charge.
Uh-oh. How's the extended hours? You're open Saturday and a little on Sunday?
Yep, Sunday noon to 2, just because pets don't stop getting sick on Sunday. And I'm here doing paperwork anyway, so we just see whoever needs to come in on Sundays as well. But, yeah, that's going better than I thought it would. So I'm loving that.
And what about the where are you on puppies? Are you?
Well, good news on the puppy front. We still have one available if people are interested.
Oh.
And to check them out, we just set up a Facebook page where we're going to start sharing the daily pup dates, which go out to people telling what kind of Montessori school type things Gina does with the puppies every day.
You think he's joking. No, he's not.
That's great.
They get sensory things going. They're all about
absolutely.
It.
We do.
These are hand-raised puppies. I mean, really.
Yeah. We sell more than puppies. We sell an experience. I mean, we totally immerse the people in what we're doing, and the puppies are totally, totally immersed in it. But check out our Facebook page, Snow Angel Retrievers. The header page has got a picture of 10 puppies standing up in a bathtub. It's pretty cute.
My goodness. Oh, it's so sweet.
Have a Dalmatian plantation.
we're available for hire for that.
You got it. Exactly. Okay, buddy, how they find you?
Hey, we're at Kirby Mattis, and we're also by the police station, Muhammad, 355 Pets or 586 Pets.
And $20 baths, you can't beat it. Go see them, and you get it prepped.
$45 haircuts, too. It doesn't matter if you got a big old newfie coming in today for
his $45 cut.
Wow. By the way, Bruce, the one we always hear in the back, amazing puppies that dog produces, Todd. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's his babies that are in the bathtub.
He's a little bit yellow, and there are puppies. He produces white puppies. It's amazing.
Yeah, he does. He's actually from Germany. He's siring puppies all around the United States. He has puppies in Arizona. He's got them in the southeast, and he's also from Germany. So he's got puppies being born in Germany as we speak.
And nobody
very
comes
popular
in,
boy.
Nobody comes in and speaks German to him like I do.
No, he responds to you. He loves it when you come in.
Eye contact. Todd, you're the man. Thank you, my friend.
All right, nice talking with you guys.
All right, Dr. Todd Likens at the Pet Pro, Madison, Kirby, and Champaign, if you want a $20 dog bath. Pretty good deal.
I caught him walking the dogs over the weekend on that location across from Old Farm Shops in his shorts.
Well, it was warmer over the weekend. The snow hit.
Exactly.
Text in if you have anybody you want to nominate for a bouquet of flowers from Blossom Basket. We do it once a month. This is the day for that. We got a tough choice coming up. 359-2255. You want to text in. Say happy birthday to Diane at the same text.
Aw.
And we are going to take our Fox News here at this next hour. We're also going to talk about your feet because there are millions of people in this country with a foot problem right now. I mean, feet, there's just a lot down there. And you're hauling that around all day, and your feet, man.
I know it.
We're going to talk to a couple of fine podiatrists from Christie Clinic that will be coming up in our next hour. Stand by. ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. This is birthday girl Diane Ducey at 7:56.
We're your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. What makes us your 217 team? Well, you get two experienced mortgage specialists, myself and David Nelson. We have one convenient location in downtown Champaign at 217 South Neal, and we're available for you 7 days a week. Call 217-530-4350 or visit IllinoisNationalBank.com. When you plan to buy your next home, go with the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. David's NMLS is 1718338. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
I think it's a compliment to be in the debate with Michael Jordan. I think to be sitting here having a debate about who's the greatest of all time, Michael Jordan or LeBron James, is a compliment to LeBron James. But I don't think he's past Michael Jordan. I don't think he's all that close to Michael Jordan right now. And so I don't think a first-round exit would do a whole lot of damage to LeBron James' legacy. I think it's already fixed. I think it's fixed somewhere below Jordan, well above many other players, and a first-round exit's not going to do a whole lot to change that perception. One of the things I think it reveals is how precarious you feel that position is, how fragile that idea is that he's above Jordan, maybe how tight that entire debate is, that a first-round exit to Victor Oladipo would rob him of this debate.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Napa Know How.
Castrol Full Synthetic Motor Oil is on sale for $6.39 a quart at Napa. Its patented formula fights against sludge and buildup so aggressively, it practically intimidates it. So subdue, frighten, and impose your will on engine problems by grabbing some Castrol Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $6.39 a quart. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 4/30/18.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now. Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
What do you look for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. A tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's so intuitive. Tune to your needs, you'll tell your friends? Check. By winning the Honda President's Award for 2017, Honda BMW of Champaign just became one of the best Honda dealerships in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. Great deals, great people, great service. Honda BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy or online at drivechampaign.com. It's a Cardinal Cubs bus trip.
Play ball!
Hi, it's Stevie J. You're invited to join us for our trip to St. Louis with the Cardinals and Cubs Saturday, May 5th. It's only $130 per person and includes our group seating in the left field bleachers and round trip on our Peoria Charter motor coach. Plus, someone on one of our buses will be selected to throw out the first pitch. Say what? Space is limited, so hurry. Complete details at ESPNCU.com. Yep, and again, somebody on those buses will get to throw out the first pitch. Who will it be? We're filling up bus number 3, and as the weather breaks and gets a little warmer, you can get out here and pick up the final tickets that I have for this event. It's going to be fun. It's a Saturday. It's $130 each, and I got the reserve parking, so we're real close to the stadium, Busch Stadium. We'll be right back. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to WX.